AI in stockbroking. Why copilot must come before autopilot. Abdur Ahmoud, head of technology at Prescient Securities. As financial institutions race to deploy AI agents, the debate is quickly shifting from what artificial intelligence, AI, can automate to what it should automate. In stockbroking, where every instruction carries regulatory and financial consequences, the biggest risk may not be moving too slowly but moving too fast. Most conversations about AI still begin with automation. The question is usually which processes it can run on its own, or how much manual work it can remove. The more important question is not what AI can do on its own, but rather how AI can help people make better decisions. That may sound less ambitious, but it is often where the real value begins. Financial markets depend on speed, but also on control, traceability, and accountability. When technology fails, the consequences do not stay theoretical. This is why treating AI as an autopilot too early is not only premature but could introduce more risk. Why AI is different? The systems that financial markets have relied on for years are mostly deterministic. Order routing systems, matching engines, reconciliation processes, and reporting workflows are built around defined rules. Given the same inputs, these systems are expected to produce the same results. Every action needs to be traceable, every discrepancy investigated, and every output reconciled back to the business record. AI agents do not operate in quite the same way. They interpret context, work with probability, and generate responses based on patterns. That flexibility is useful because business problems rarely arrive in perfect formats. However, the same flexibility also changes the risk. An AI agent can produce outputs that sound reasonable while still requiring validation. It can be helpful without being correct, which makes it effective as a support tool, but can present some challenges when placed too close to the action. Augmentation before authority. The distinction between augmentation and automation is not about efficiency, it's about control. A copilot improves the quality of a person's work. It prepares context, highlights risk, and draws attention to what may need review. The person remains in command. An autopilot, by contrast, goes a step further. It sends the instruction, updates the system, releases the communication, or signs off the workflow with limited human involvement. Those are not simply different levels of efficiency. They are different levels of authority. When AI gives a person a poor recommendation, there is still a chance to pause, question, and apply judgment. However, when AI acts autonomously, errors can enter the system before anyone sees it. For that reason, the most immediate value of AI lies in improving human performance, not full automation. AI can reduce the time teams spend searching, summarizing, and filtering information, while helping them deal with volume without losing context. The judgment remains with the person who understands the situation and owns the outcome. When automation earns its place, automation itself is not the challenge. Poorly timed automation is. A weak process does not strengthen because AI runs it. Poor data does not become reliable because the output is presented confidently. Unclear controls do not become safer because the workflow moves faster. In some cases, automation makes these weaknesses harder to spot because the process appears smoother from the outside. Before AI is allowed to act independently, firms need a clear understanding of their processes. They need to understand where the process fails, what data informs the decision, who reviews the outcome, where human intervention is required, and who remains accountable when something goes wrong. These questions are not barriers to innovation. They are what make innovation viable in a highly regulated environment. Trust in AI should be built through consistent use, measurable evidence, and control. Early applications should focus on areas where human oversight remains strong, and the cost of error is manageable. Over time, selected use cases can move closer to automation. More sensitive functions that involve clients, trades, compliance, or financial records require a more deliberate approach. The evolving human role. While AI will reduce our reliance on some manual processes, it will not remove the need for human oversight. It merely changes where the value of people lies. As AI takes on more of the initial work, people will need to improve their ability to review, question, and apply judgment. The important skill will not only be knowing how to use AI effectively, but knowing when to slow it down, when to challenge it, and when not to automate at all. In highly regulated environments like stockbroking, accountability cannot be delegated to technology. AI can support the process, but it cannot carry responsibility on behalf of the business. A measured path forward. The pressure to automate is understandable. Efficiency, speed, and scale are powerful incentives, but speed without control is not progress. A more sustainable approach is to start with AI as a co-pilot. Use it to enhance human capability, understand its strengths and limitations, and build the control framework around it. Only then should automation be extended, but selectively and with full visibility of the risks. In highly regulated industries, such as stockbroking, the goal is not to replace human judgment, but to strengthen it. In that respect, the future of AI is less about autonomy and more about partnerships. Ends. Author at Abdur Ahmed, Prescient Securities Plus posts bio share on your socials.